Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the White House to discuss the war in Gaza with President Joe Biden and likely Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris at an important moment for all three politicians.
I want to thank you for 50 years of public service and 50 years of support for the state of Israel. And I look forward to discussing with you today and working with you in the months ahead on the great issues before us.
Netanyahu's White House visit on Thursday comes during growing pressure on all three leaders to find an endgame to Israel's war in Gaza and engineer the return of hostages held there. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday took her campaign platform to one of the largest teachers' unions in Texas, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Before a friendly audience of unionized teachers in Houston that just endorsed her, the newly named presidential candidate touched on all their key issues.
We are fighting for the future.
Vice President Kamala Harris promised the American Federation of Teachers and the nation she will work to better the lives of Americans, and says Donald Trump and his allies want to take the country backward into a darker time.
Back to tax breaks for billionaires.
The Harris campaign has just over 100 days to maximize her outreach. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Romania's defense ministry said on Thursday debris from what is believed to be a Russian drone has landed on its soil in a rural area. It's the latest apparent incident of drone wreckage from the war in neighboring Ukraine falling onto the NATO member's soil. Since the war started in February 2022, Romania has confirmed drone fragments on several occasions. This is VOA News. A strong typhoon has made landfall on China's southeastern coast on Thursday after sweeping across the nearby island of Taiwan, where it caused landslides and flooding in low-lying areas and left three dead. Typhoon Gaimi has swept up the western Pacific, intensifying seasonal rains earlier in the week in the Philippines, where the death toll has climbed to 22. Offices and schools in Taiwan were closed for a second day on Thursday, and people were urged to stay home and away from the coastline. North Korean balloons carrying trash have landed near South Korea's presidential office, the Presidential Security Service said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Since May, North Korea has been sending hundreds of trash-filled balloons across the fortified border into South Korea. In response, South Korea's military resumed its loudspeaker broadcasts aimed at the North. The balloons have caused wider disruption and last month briefly halted operation at Incheon, the world's fifth busiest international airport and an important cargo hub. The North claims the balloon launches are retaliation against defectors and activists in the South who regularly send inflatables filled with anti-Pyongyang leaflets, food, medicine, money, and USB sticks loaded with K-pop videos and dramas.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. A climate protest on Thursday at Frankfurt Airport has forced temporary halt to flights. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Germany's busiest airport has cancelled more than 100 flights after environmental activists breached airport security and ran onto the runway. Frankfurt Airport said flights were halted for safety reasons. The move comes a day after five protesters from the same group, known as Last Generation, glued themselves to a taxiway at Cologne-Bonn Airport, causing over 30 cancellations. Flights.
Due to regulatory actions at Frankfurt Airport, there will be massive restrictions.
Climate activists staged similar actions in Finland, Norway, Switzerland and Spain a day earlier at the height of the summer holiday season to highlight the threat posed by climate change. I'm Karen Chamas.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday issued an executive order to direct state agencies on how to remove homeless encampments. The order comes a month after a Supreme Court ruling allowing cities to enforce bans on sleeping outside in public spaces. Newsom's order is aimed at the thousands of tents and makeshift shelters across the state that line freeways, clutter shopping center parking lots, and fill city parks. The order makes clear that the decision to remove the encampments remains in local hands. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.